KSA Radio News.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
Chicago has tallied more than 4,200 shooting victims this year. The Biden administration is facing backlash after expressing hostility and anger toward Americans who have not received COVID-19 shots. The president told the unvaccinated, quote, "You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm." This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York lawmakers were briefly slated to consider a bill that would have empowered the governor to detain people without a court hearing or an immediate right to a lawyer in a state of emergency declared because of communicable diseases. That's according to a lawyer and commenter, Wesley Smith. The sponsor of the bill quickly withdrew it. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is openly recruiting Democratic Senator Joe Manchin after his split with the White House over the president's Build Back Better bill. McConnell says if Manchin switched parties, quote, "he would be joining a lot of folks who have similar views on a whole range of issues," unquote. The stakes are immense, as a flip by Manchin would give Republicans control of the chamber. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street on Wednesday, adding to the week's gains ahead of Christmas. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the NASDAQ rose 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. Tech companies and retailers led the gains. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden has extended the student loan pause.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Customers are facing sticker shock when buying food, but one senator is blaming the grocery stores. Senator Elizabeth Warren said companies took advantage of people in 2020 and they're now passing on more price hikes to customers. The Food Industry Association replied, quote, "current price increases are due to a combination of supply chain challenges, from labor and transportation shortages to higher fuel costs and increased consumer demand," unquote. The Webb Telescope launch has been delayed a day due to high winds.
Dangerously high winds will keep NASA's newest space telescope on the ground for at least an extra day, with the launch now targeted for Saturday, Christmas Day. The James Webb Space Telescope will launch from South America's northeastern coast aboard a European rocket. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
9 days after a tornado demolished a three-story office building in downtown Mayfield, Kentucky, Sonny Gibson discovered his office cat, Maddox, was still alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.